As the Turnbull government pushes ahead with its energy policy, it has maintained that coal must be part of the mix to keep power prices down. Energy Minister Josh Frydenberg says the southern states have had to pay the price for moving away from coal power.
But let's not prematurely close them, otherwise you will see a repeat of what happened in Victoria and South Australia with dramatic increases in prices. Today we have 20 coal-fired power stations. They have an average life of 27 years. So they might not live forever, but they can live for longer.
The independent Australian energy market operator agrees. It says the coal sector should not be expanded, but existing power stations should remain operational as long as possible to prevent future price shocks as Australia transitions to renewable energy. Chief Executive Audrey Zabelma says the change should be gradual.
The plan is a transition plan, and the coal is not going to retire all at once. The idea is that we can anticipate the retirements. We need to make sure that the infrastructure is in place in advance of the retirement to make sure that we can manage both costs, but also obviously maintain the reliability and security of the system.
Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says his aim is keeping energy prices down.
There's no question that getting more megawatt hours out of an existing coal-fired power station is cheaper than the megawatt hours that had come out of a new one. No question about that at all. Okay. So this is all about, look, my mission, my goal is more affordable energy.
The Australian energy market operator suggests coal-fired plants will still deliver the cheapest electricity for the next 20 years. It follows internal coalition tensions over energy policy in recent weeks after calls for new investment in coal. The opposition leader, Bill Shorten, says the future is renewable energy, not coal.
It's black and white. There is nothing in this report which says that we should be investing in new, expensive coal-fired power stations. Coal, as it is going to be part of our energy mix going forward. Tick, that's what Labor said. But it's all about renewable energy. The future is renewable energy.
The government is banking on lower power prices to increase its chances in the next federal election. The latest developments come as the government has suffered a setback in one of the upcoming by-election battles in the marginal Queensland seat of Longman. The dual citizenship of a sitting MP sparked the ballot, but now her main rival has had to apologise for wrongly claiming he earned a prestigious military service medal. Voters go to the polls in less than 2 weeks. Virginia Langerberg, SBS News.